Howdy. All right, so a little inside radio, a little inside jungle for you. Alvy says to me, dude, Prize Picks. Like, Alvy gives me traffic. When I go into a segment before I go on the air, he lets me know what my live read is. So he's like, dude, Prize Picks, you're on. And I said, Alvy, do you have one? I know you're having a day, Alvin. I know it's Friday. Tom reminded me it's Friday. He's like, I can probably come up with one. I can dig. I'm like, no, dude, not if you're going to be even pissier than you're already being right now. Please don't. Where's Mystery Mike? Is Mystery Mike in the house today? If, in fact, he's a real guy, I bet you Mystery Mike could just roll right in here and be like, bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Get paid. Anyway, Alvy, I know that the week that was is going to be incredible. Here's what else I know. It's Friday, so we have to. No, we get to do a Big Head Bet segment. But you can see where last night's NBA action and even tonight's NBA action is sort of getting lost in the shuffle because of the NFL draft. However, we do have three games, so we have three picks and one giant head belonging to the big head himself, James Kelly. Hey, head, you know what would be great?
What's that?
It would be great, head, to start the weekend by getting that paper. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Damn, you sound as pissy as Alvy today. Why are you so short?
No, I'm in a great mood, actually. Yeah!
Are we going to get that paper, or are you going to cost us paper?
I don't know. It's a good question, because my on-air NBA bets have been backside polter, but my off-air have been wonderful. So, but I am in a good mood, because...
Yeah, as long as you're making money. And never mind that you're costing money. As long as you're personally making money, that's all that matters, Ed.
I know. But it's the best day of the sports year for me, Jim. Day two of the NFL draft with some basketball. It's going to be a good night. We're going to make some money now.
Okay, good attitude. Why do you love day two of the draft so much?
Because it's where you find... better, I don't know, two rounds of the draft, great players, great value. I just love it. It's the best. And I love round 4 and 5, too, but 2 and 3 are my favorites by far, even better in round 1. And this is where the great GMs do their thing.
It's that weird thing. Like, you're functionally illiterate. I'm not convinced that you graduated third grade. But you got this weird, crazy head and this kind of, like, weird computer inside. You actually love, like, the money ball aspect. You love the value aspect. You love... the intellectual gymnastics of it, right? Even though, you're not that bright.
Not bright at all.
Actually, you're bright. You're just not well-spoken.
Yeah, not well-spoken for sure. But, yes, I love that part of the whole thing. I love the trade-up, trade-down. I spend way too much time on it. I spend months on it trying to think how you do certain things.
Do you?
And what you should do. Yes, it's horrible. Like, Joe Douglas nailed it for me last night. Brad Holmes. I love Brad Holmes. I think he's like Shanahan level of... love. I don't want to have S with him, but I love him.
Wow, dude.
What he did last night, moving up, unbelievable. Joe Douglas, unbelievable. Move one back.
Okay, what about Brandon Bean?
I'm okay with it, actually, for right now. I'm okay with it, because I still think they have some stuff with their tight ends that could work in that offense, and he got a third-round pick out of the whole thing to move up from fourth, and there's great value from third to 5 this year. Great value.
Dude, why even pick games, man? You can just break down day 2 and day 3.
Dude, I just love it. I love it.
I could tell you, dude. You like it better than S.
Yeah, probably.
Do you like it? Probably. I'm sure the wife would love to hear that. Do you like it better than washing dogs?
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely.
Is that part of the business open yet?
Yes, it is. Hell yeah. It's open
really?
Right now.
How is business?
It's good. We had to shut down for a minute this morning because we have to drain some stuff, but it's good. We're good.
Drain what? Like, did the dog hair clog up the drain? Is that what you mean?
Hey, yeah, a little bit. Business is business.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to business. Why don't we start with the Pacers and the Bucks? Dame goes crazy in game 1 without Giannis, but then the Bucks came back to earth in game 2 because, of course, they did. They don't really have Giannis, and they do really have Doc Rivers, and that's not a good thing. Not this time of year. And by the way, they're really not playing well, either straight up or against the spread. Over the past 10 games, Indiana seems like a pretty obvious pick right here until you realize the number you'd have to lay.
Right.
How big is that number right now? How are you playing it?
Yeah, the line is moving again and not good for Indiana bettors. It's now 6 after being 4.5 yesterday. But
ouch.
Yes, not good at all. But I'm still going to lay the points and go with the Pacers here. And it's because, like you said, these Bucks are quite the failure. I know Mr. Positivity Giannis doesn't agree with that statement, but it is true right now.
There's no failure in sports.
Right.
Well, there kind of is, Giannis. That defense of yours, it's ass right now. More importantly, the transition part of it is killing your team, Giannis. When you play the Pacers, you have to score in the paint, which is not that hard considering only the pool party-led ass Wizards defense allowed more points in the paint.
You're not a fan of that guy at all, are you?
No, I'm not. He got paid, and he got lucky because of how the salary cap works. So he got paid, but he's not good at basketball.
Jump out the pool on that.
Jump out the pool on that.
You don't even hide your disdain for that.
No. He's even worse than Bradley Beal. I'm just going to throw that out there. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Rex
yeah,
Lee
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Rex. Yeah, Rex. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know you hated Bradley Beal, too.
Yeah, I don't like Bradley Beal that much either. He's costing the Suns here, too.
Is he costing you money? Is that your problem, or is he costing
the Suns? No, the Wolves, they're helping me there against the Suns and
dude,
Bradley Beal.
Dude, we love the Wolves.
Yeah, we do. Big time,
we
sure.
We generally don't pronounce them the Wolves, but we love the Wolves.
Dude, I can't say that word.
I can't say that word.
There's no loss in Minnesota.
I love the Wolves, man.
The Wolves.
I love Coach Finch. I love the Wolves. How do you spell Wolves?
I don't even want to try.
Anyway, don't worry about that. We love the T-Wolves. Go ahead.
Back to the game. Sorry. The pool party. The ass Wizards defense is the only team in the association that allows more points in the paint than this Indiana team did in the regular season at 58.3. Milwaukee's points in the paint v. Pacers, game 1, 34, game 2, 36. 20-some points lower than that average, and if you don't capitalize, the Pacers are going to get that odd man advantage and eat you up, and that's what they've done. Also, if Doc Rivers has not called Adrian Griffin yet, you might want to hit him up for some tips on offense because Adrian
had these guys. He should be his mentor, right?
He should be. Their offense was way better under Adrian. During his time, offensive rating just behind Denver as the 6th best in the NBA. Doc's offensive rating, 18th in the NBA. That's ass. Let's say again tonight the Bucks can't keep up with the highest scoring team in basketball in the Indiana Pacers. Pacers minus 6.
All right, so first of all, Doc Rivers should be calling up Adrian Griffin to get advice. He should be his mentor.
Absolutely.
He should flip that thing over, mentoree. That kind of thing.
Exactly that.
You know what? I'm doing it. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna lay the points. I love Indiana.
Nice.
6 is a big fat number, but I'm not feeling the Bucks and I'm not feeling Doc. And I don't even think he's gonna call AG, and he should. So I will lay the points. I'm with you on the same thing. The
Beautiful.
Same page. All right, so Mavs v Clips, and we'll get to the Wolves, don't worry.
Okay.
Mavs v Clips. This just in. That dude on the second floor, what's his face? He's that guy. He's a problem. He's long been a problem. He's going to continue to be a problem. From the second floor apartment, he's a problem there. He's a problem on the ground, running against the Clips. The dude's always a problem.
Always.
Meanwhile, the Clips didn't have Kawhi in game 1, and it didn't matter. Then they get him back for game 2, and it still didn't matter. So the question is, where does that leave us now? If you like the Clips, there is value there. The question is, do you like the Clips, and how much value is there?
I do like the Clips. Credit first, though, for Dallas and realizing they were in the playoffs in game 2 and matching the Clippers' physicality there. But I'm taking the Clips and the Clip show here. Early foul trouble.
What do we get?
4.5 points.
Okay.
We can get with him right now. Yeah. Early foul trouble on Zubac and playoff P helped the Mavs in game 2, and so did the guy you mentioned there, the guy San Antonio's glass, Kawhi, in his poor play. That was not good. He was rusty in his return, 7 of 17 from the floor. He also threw off their offensive flow a lot. LA missed 11 of 13 first half threes. I think they play better tonight and shoot much better. They were the best 3-point road shooting team in the association this season, so that's good. Also, the Clippers' defense has been good.
Shoot.
And I have to be fair here, Jim, on a dude I've killed all season long, actually for the last few years, a key guy on both sides of the ball, Westbrook.
Funny how
that guy right there is willing to change his ways for Kawhi, playoff P, and Larden, but won't for LaFib and his follower street clothes. It tells you all you need
dude.
To know about LaFib.
Great yeah. take.
Westbrook.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, yeah. Well done.
Because he's changed his ways. No
See
longer
Wolves.
No Russ, no. It's go, Russ, go. That guy, he when he went out in game two, the Mavs went on a 14-0 run that pretty much decided the game. With Westbrook on the floor the last two games, they've outscored the Mavs by 17 points. So I'm going to go against the second-best ATS home team of the season in Dallas and riding with Westbrook. Both sides of the ball, he's been fantastic. On defense, he's guarding 1 through 5. He's rebounding. He's pushing the ball. Let's go Clippers and take the 4.5.
When was the last time, if ever, you, well, no, you did at one point, I'm sure, but not in recent years, you Westbrooked him, you gave him credit, and I agree with everything you just said.
I don't know if I ever had, because I was on him in his Oklahoma City days with KD. I thought he was responsible for most of their losing, so probably
UCLA?
Never. Yeah.
How about UCLA? Maybe back then?
No, I hated the pick. I thought it was terrible. I thought Jared Bayless, remember that guy from Arizona? I'm like, what the hell are they doing? Turns out Sam Presti knows a little bit more than me.
No, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, either do I. Good point.
Daryl Morey, maybe, but not
maybe
Presti.
Maybe Daryl.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to ride with you, Head. I think you're making a lot of sense. I will go Clippers plus 4.5.
Beautiful.
All right, let's get to your favorite team, the T-Wolves.
The Wolves?
The Wolves. Oh, you got it. Wolves.
I'll mess it up again. Yeah.
The Wolves and the Suns. A few things are apparent here. I love the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Taking nothing away from the Thunder. The Wolves are the biggest threat to the defending champs in the West, in my opinion. The Suns, here's something else we know. They're disappointing as hell.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll come out swinging tonight with some of that Game 3 desperation.
Mm-hmm.
But super team my ass. And speaking of that desperation Game 3 angle, mm-hmm. I usually play that, and I did last night with the Lakers, and what did that get me?
Yeah.
Slapped. What is the number here? What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, all the haters are saying the Wolves can't play with two bigs and are not looking smart right now and are hot as hell because they're turning basketball back about 20 years. Seeing Kat and Naz Reid check KD has been interesting and effective this far. I love to see it, and I'm going to take them again in the 5 points we can get right now.
Love to see it.
For the Suns, I'd actually have KD bring the ball up and initiate the offense because not having that traditional ball handler is not working against the best defense in the association in Minnesota.
Is that a problem? Do you need a point guard?
Just a little bit right here, right? Points off turnovers in Game 2, Jim. A 31-2 advantage for Minnesota. 31-2,
wow,
I think.
That is horrible.
Yes, it is
great
horrible.
Great ratio, 31-2.
It says it all right there. I think Trent Baalke's
great effort
ass,
stat while we're at it.
It is, right? Yeah.
Way to hang on the ball. Sorry to interrupt you.
It's all right. I was just going to say Trent Baalke's ass could probably best describe that difference for
okay,
Phoenix's
I'm not sorry that I interrupted
go,
you then.
Excuse me, gone through the final board yet.
That's it right there. Taking care of the ball right
great
there, Baalke's
execution.
Ass. Yeah. For the Suns, some positives in Game 2. They played physical. They out-rebounded Minnesota, and Ant wasn't effective, surprisingly. But the points off turnovers that we mentioned there and their inability to handle in-game adversity has been the difference. I know it's a shocker when things get tough for a KD-led team. They mentally fold. It makes you wonder if he's going to try to get to Denver.
That was fair.
Yeah. I think he'll try to get to Denver this offseason. Maybe bring Book with him.
Is that a real question?
Would that be the best?
It would be the most KD thing ever, wouldn't it?
Let's gravy train somebody else.
Yeah. I expect him to play better
tonight.
He's
reaching for his burner phone right now.
He probably is. He's probably going to tweet at the show, pissed off. Yeah. KD Trey, 3. Got him.
Continue.
I expect the Suns to get some home cooking, though, but I think Minnesota shoots it better tonight than they have this series, especially from distance. Like the Clippers, they can light it up from outside on the road, and thus far they have not shot well at all from three this series. Got the well
dude,
part,
you're
baby.
Yourself an what an episode. They have not shot well. You nailed that.
Love it.
Let's take a bow, dude.
Yeah. Let's take the points and the Wolves.
Love to see it.
Wolves. Okay,
love
Wolves what? Plus
that's 5.
I'm trying to see. I hit them earlier today, and my Wi-Fi is ass, so I don't know. I think I got them at 4.5.
4.5
would be nice.
Five.
All right, so wow, that was a wild episode and a very good one for you, or
thank
a segment.
You.
Run the 3 back once again, if you don't mind.
Pacers minus 60 bucks. Clippers plus 4.5 at Mavs. Wolves plus 5 at Suns.
Awesome. All right, Head, thank you very much. Great job by you. Have a great weekend. Let's get that paper, dude.
Oh, I will. Draft night, baby. See ya.
I know you will. I want us to get the paper. You started the segment by saying, my on-air picks are ass, but I'm getting paid off-air. Great. Good for you. What about the rest of us? James Kelly, Big Head Betts. All right, so 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, I want to talk more about the association. What I want to do is talk about, hey, you know what? Can somebody throw the big fella, Joel Embiid, a little bit of credit? Little bit of credit? Guys busted up. They lost the first two games. He comes out after losing those two games and says, we're still going to win. We're still going to win. Everybody mocked him. Everybody laughed at him. So what's he do? Comes home, goes off for 50, busted up, keeps them in the series. Can we give the big fella a little bit of credit? And can we take what little credit the Lakers were still getting and rip that from them?
Credit.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action, win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. Personally, I love it. I never, ever was into daily fantasy until I found out about Prize Picks. Reason for that, I did not want to mess with the Sharks. You don't have to. It's not what it's about. Download the app today. Use my code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Once again, pick more, pick less. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
O'Reilly Veriscan is a free check engine light testing program that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans, confirmed by ASE certified technicians, to provide a simple report and possible fixes available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know what I need is an ATP. Hit me up. The thing about the ATP, Tommy, remember this. We got something brand new. They need to post their question at Jim Rome on X. So that's something brand new. We're looking for you to post your question to at Jim Rome. Use the hashtag AskThePros on X. Need a few more of those. That'd be kind of cool. All right, so I want to talk about Joel Embiid. I think all this nonsense, everybody that took a run at Joel Embiid for not establishing eye contact after game two. Yeah, like Joel Embiid is not going to establish eye contact. Like he was so sullen. He was so depressed. He was so upset. So despondent. So discouraged. So disconcerted. That's alliteration, clones. Learn it. I mean, that's obviously not what that was. He obviously was dealing with something. And come to find out, he was dealing with several things. And despite all that, with his head down, and while he was not establishing eye contact, he was guaranteeing that they would win the series. So how despondent, how depressed, how discouraged, how disconcerted could the big fella really have been when, with his head down and failing to make eye contact, he was guaranteeing a win in the series? And then what did he do? He obviously is dealing with all sorts of issues, goes out there in game three, shoots lights out. All of a sudden, the guy's a straight-up laser. Never mind that he shoots like 34% from beyond the arc. He's knocking in four, doing everything, wills them, leads them to victory, and keeps their season alive. Can we throw this guy a little bit of credit? Or a lot of credit?
I mean, for real.
Freaking Joel, man. What a stud. What a great effort. What a great performance. That was balls. And yet everybody wants to kill this guy? Yeah, the MVP won't even establish eye contact. Come on, man. Get that crap out of here. Yeah, he won't establish eye contact, but he'll get you 50 in what amounted to an elimination game. He'll get you that. I think the guy's a stud. Let's go to the phones. I've got more thoughts on that and more thoughts on the Lake Show. Yeah, I hit them last night. Of course. There's no way they weren't going to show up on their home floor. Never mind that they don't match up. Never mind that word got out that the organization was very unhappy with AD for running his coach, the Ham, under the bus. All that, there was no way they were not going to win that game, right? You're not going to lose 11 in a row. How are you going to lose 11 in a row to anybody if you have LeBron and AD? You're not. So I felt real good about laying that point until they got their asses beat again. Hey, man, just roll over. Just make it 12 in a row. Great. What is extending that series going to do? Let's go to V in the fee. Get a phone call in here. Yo, V, what up?
Romeo, I'm with you, dog. I was feeling so good last night. Draft night, playoff game. I mean, let me tell you about what happened at my crib. I'm watching the draft. The Vikings get Dallas Turner, an absolute stud. I'm a happy camper. And, you know, I get it. The Vikings had to draft J.J. McCarthy. He's cool, even though his highlight package is mostly handoffs. But then 7 p.m. rolls around, and I flip to the Laker game. I'm like, oh, wow, it's a fast start. It's 8-0. This could be good. So after I'm done putting on my clown makeup, because for some strange reason, my dumbass thought these guys had heart and grit, and we're going to come out and win this game. But then, you know, the second half starts. Aaron Gordon turns into Michael Jordan because LeBron's constantly ball-watching him, leaving him open. D'Lo is shooting like Alec Baldwin. 0 points. No ice in his veins. Just ass in his veins. The self-proclaimed Defensive Player of the Year, AD, is getting cooked nonstop by Jokic, play after play. And Rui and Reeves decide, we're not going to score the basketball until it's garbage time. But you know what? Hey, at least Diarrhea Darv had his hands out of his pants and decided to challenge those questionable calls that supposedly lost this game too. And his challenges worked. We won. But it doesn't matter because the Lakers can't make free throws and capitalize on free points. So, you know, after the game ends, the video comes out of D'Angelo Russell. He's sitting out of the huddle on his phone, probably Googling how to make a jump shot or putting his house in L.A. up for sale. And, you know, of course, that report that you just said, the Laker higher-ups were mad at AD for calling out Darvin Ham for being disorganized. That's great. It's okay to be disorganized, Darvin. Forget the plays. Just be pissed at AD, you know, the guy that's dropping 40 every night, basically carrying the Lakers. But, hey, it's all good. Diarrhea Darv, you can do your thing with your hands up your ass and do nothing. That's okay. So you know what, Jim? If the Lakers don't care, D'Angelo doesn't care. Why do I care? I'm sitting here asking myself, why do I care? But, hey, congratulations, bums. You guys got that worthless in-season tournament banner that's still hanging up in the rafters, taking a dump on all the fans as we sit there and watch the products on the court. V and the Fee out.
V, brother, I'm telling you, the worse they play, the better you get. The worse your favorite team is, the better you are in the jungle. You've gone next level. You want to talk about leveling up. They're taking a dump on their fans, and you just get better and better and better with every single call. I mean, your attitude gets worse, your call gets better. Your attitude gets worse, your analysis gets better. Dude, like, your analysis is dead on. You're dropping the right lines at the right time. I'm telling you, bro, I'm proud of you. V finished top 10 in the smack-off. All right, so this dude's not just some guy who comes in here screaming, Diarrhea Darv. Like, he's got game. V's got game. And he's not some one-trick pony. He's a top 10 finisher on the most important day of the year on this program already. And I'm going to say that even though he came in ninth last year, this is not the same guy that he was when he came in ninth last year. This dude's working his craft. He's putting in the time. He's getting better and better. That's a great call right there. D'Angelo Russell. Right when you want to give that guy credit. Getting up off the mat, took all that heat. Lights out in game two. Goose egg in game three. Zero. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. 0.0. Zero in talking to reporters after the game. Zero.
Zero.
Zero in participating in the team huddle during the game. 0.0. He didn't make anything right. Not a shot. He didn't participate. Man, what a freaking train wreck. Remember this guy. Remember this guy saying the D'Lo v. Denver thing. Remember D'Lo saying, man, that is a media thing. It's there is no D'Lo versus Denver thing. That's all a media fabrication. D'Lo throwing all these bricks up. D'Lo not being able to throw anything into the ocean. I don't know, dude. Goose egg last night. Not a single shot made. Did we make that up? Did the media make that up? I know we didn't because I watched it. I saw it with my own two eyes. You didn't make a shot. The only thing worse than your shooting last night, my guy, was your body language. And yet people want to call out Joel for his body language. How rich is that? Joel, he won't look anybody in the eye. His body language is the worst. That guy's the MVP? No, it wasn't. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't worse than D'Lo's body language. Man, the Lakers are embarrassing. Let me be so clear about this. There's no embarrassment in losing to the Nuggets. They don't match up with the Nuggets. They're totally outclassed by the Nuggets. The Nuggets are a better team top to bottom. They're a better organization top to bottom. They've got a way better coach than the Lakers do. There is no shame or embarrassment in losing to the Nuggets. But there is utter shame and embarrassment in the way the Lakers are going down. Pointing fingers, goose egging, disengaging, running each other under the bus, getting swept again, agreeing to disagree. They're embarrassing. Hanging their in-season tourney banners, blowing double-digit leads in all three games, blowing 20-point leads.
Zero.
What an embarrassment. What happened to the Lakers? The once proud Lakers. And not only that, with LeBron and AD on that team, this is all happening. How is that even possible? Even LeBron is playing incredible ball. I mean, gassing out every single game, but playing incredible ball before gassing out. And you know what I love about the GM? Is he's actually acting like he's got nothing to do with any of this. Like, hey, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Ask Ham. Ask Pastinka. Don't ask me. Me and Clutch have nothing to do with this. I love how he's distancing himself from this entire narrative. Dude, we haven't forgotten you wanting Westbrook and then blaming it on Westbrook. We haven't forgotten that. Not like you need Alex Caruso right about now. Not like KCP would have helped right about now. And James Kelly made a very good point. Westbrook was totally unwilling to compromise for LeCap and the Lakers. And everybody said, man, that is a selfish dude. It's like Allen Iverson. He wouldn't do it at the end of his career either. Yet he is doing it for the Clippers. Westbrook is doing it for the Clippers. And it's working. But he wouldn't do it for the Lakers. That's kind of odd. Hey, man, don't look at me. I'm playing my ass off. It's not my fault. Look at the Ham. Look at the Pastinka.
Raw Pastinka.
The GM, you're the GM. Damn, you're the owner. You're calling all the shots. What do you mean, don't look at you? Yeah, yes, you're playing your heart out. You're playing your guts out until you gas out. Nice job, V. Like, you got off, V, and then you set me up to get off. That makes it better. V makes it better. You can hate that kid all you want. He makes it better. That was the best call of the week he just made. because he's coming from an informed place, and the guy gives a damn about his team and not afraid to call his team out with good takes. Good job, V. See you in the smack off. He's one to watch. Yeah, I said it. V in the fee. One to watch. Can you do better? Can you follow that call? Let's see it.
Are you following me, camera guy?
You know what's important? Feeling good. You want to feel good, right, Alvy? Thank you.
Yeah.
Alvy loves feeling good. Alvy always feels good, except on Friday. The thing is, with Relief Factor, you can feel good, Alvy, every day of the week, even Friday. What Relief Factor is a natural way to help fight pain. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. I think almost everybody listening right now experiences some form of pain. Neck, back, joint, maybe muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know if it's working because you will feel the difference all day, every day. Relief Factor is not simply about feeling better. It's about living better. It's about living the life that you want to live and doing the activities that you love. That's what that's about. Over 1 million people already have tried Relief Factor. Over 1 million. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call the number 1-800-44-RELIEF and save on your first order. 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Here is your sports update. Here is your anchor. ATP. All right, so we're doing it a different way. Now you submit your questions to @JimRome using the hashtag AskThePros on X, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's one. If you reach for the hot sauce, are you grabbing Tabasco, Sriracha, Cholula, or Valentina? Of course, not the only options. Respectfully, not Edward. That's easy, dude. That is easy. Whoever you are. Cholula all day long. Cholula all day long. It's the only one. It's the only hot sauce I reach for ever. Tabasco? I want to be very careful before I talk about Tabasco because I want to make sure that we don't... No comment. My no comment should tell you what I think about Tabasco. Now, I'm all about Cholula. You know, it's kind of funny. The kids, Logan and Jake, but mostly Logan, they're all about it. Logan, I don't know who found it, but they found truffle hot sauce. They're addicted to the truffle. When Logs came in the other day from Colorado for the weekend, he came to the house rocking truffle hot sauce for he and his boys. Like, God forbid they go 1 weekend without their truffle hot sauce. I don't love or hate truffle. I'm just kind of, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, I'm all right with truffle. Just generally, truffles, I mean. It's pretty overpowering. It's very expensive. It's very, it is what it is. And by that, I mean, I don't really know what it is. But man, the kid, we used to fight over the Cholula. Logan is addicted to the truffle hot sauce. It's kind of, it's weird, man. But I'm all about Cholula. That's easy. Alvy, you ready? I should hope you'd be ready the way you've been acting all day long. Go ahead, roll it.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select
the week that was.
Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. How we all living? How'd the weekend go?
Happy Monday.
I'm coming off this extreme, full, empty nesting weekend. Got a lot done. Had a good time.
And you thought the regular season sucked.
How about that first weekend of the NBA postseason? Like, we waited all year for this?
Yeah! Last year, I went to Coachella.
Dame's like, you think I wanted to be Coachella? Roughing it out there in the desert heat, dust, wind, and traffic just to see Lana Del Rey.
Diarrhea, Darvin Ham Sando.
Hopefully some of the Lakers players spent Sunday looking for a strain called Be Better at Basketball. If they don't...
Hopefully you spent part of the weekend searching for a strain called Be Better at Life. Mark Pope.
Hey, Jim, I am like... Now it feels real that I get to come on the show, brother. Come on. This is awesome. I'm so happy to be with you. Mayhem and chaos, which it always is.
Romy, listen, man. I'm at Rupp Arena last Sunday. Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man.
What?
I'm not betting, Joe Johnson.
The difference is, respectfully, I did bet on the Pels. And respectfully, they got me paid. Not only was I not no Jonte, I was full Jonte.
Hey, Rome, I got so baked. I dropped and broke my coffee mug. I got the super glue out, but I was at critical mass and had to drop a growler. Long story short,
Dude, I don't need the long version. I don't need the short version. Bo Nix joining us. Coming into the league in your mid-20s is a positive thing.
Played about as much football as you can to get ready for this next adventure. Age is a number, and, you know, I'm glad they didn't put an age limit on Tom Brady.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Thanks for the high basketball IQ, AD. Thanks for clearing that up and then storming off the podium and throwing a butthurt temper tantrum.
What the f*** do we have a replay center?
All crying and blaming a foul that happened in the third quarter. The third quarter!
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, Ham, we know that you have no answer to Jokic. No shame in that. Even though you have the defensive player of the year who thinks that the league hates him because he's not getting any run. Joe Barton joining us once again.
Then it dawned on some of us, like, oh, they're wanting the end of this game. And through the wall, we could hear the Cavs react as a team when DiVincenzo hit that last three.
Bang! Bang!
Shock over the way that came in.
One GM told me, it's like if Prince played quarterback.
That really came from an NFL GM, and that GM thought that was a bad thing? There's no doubt they're going to win a Super Bowl with this guy under center. You want to hate on a guy? You want to sink a guy's stock? Call Drake May Nickelback. Now that's a roast job. I might take pause if I heard that, but not Prince. Dawn in Santa Cruz. Were you at that show?
Indeed, Jim, yeah. Everything I've heard so far is true. Step by step, there were three songs, and they turned around and said,
I'm sorry. Whoa. Email. Reggie gets his Heisman back, and it didn't even land him in jail. Signed the juice. You know why? It didn't involve use of a gun or breaking and entering. Ryan Day, CJ Stroud, he has just been unbelievable.
You know, great to see him endear himself into an organization, build hope in an organization, and I think that's what some of our guys have done. And I think you'll see the same thing with Marvin this season.
24th out of 32 teams.
Dad, stop saying it. Dad, we prepped you for this. We went over this, Dad. Papa Jarrah. Daniel Jeremiah.
Look, if he can sing like Prince or hoop like Prince, it's a heck of a pick, and the Bears, they got their guy.
Rome Odunze.
My favorite player in the draft, Jim. I'm glad you said that.
Wow.
He's my third overall player, but my favorite player.
What's your beef?
Oh, I wish I could run that bitch ass down in my semi.
Dude, that's a lot. That's too much.
This fool wants to come and walk his dog. They always want to stop in my yard and drop a deuce. Pick that crap up, or I'm going to stick your face in it.
My beef is with anyone who doesn't turn up Unchained by Van Halen on the way to work.
Unwore the round, pasty people burning their skin and driving slow.
My beef is with Jerry Jones' neurologist. Dude, you're sleeping on the job, dude.
He has a quarterback in Chicago, and a quarterback in Washington, and a quarterback in New England, and a quarterback in Minnesota, and a quarterback in Denver, and a quarterback in Atlanta.
Drake May, his footwork needs a lot of work.
Doesn't set his feet. He's all over the place. He gets strip sacked, of course. You know why he got strip sacked?
He gets strip sacked.
He sucks.
Welcome to the NFL draft in Detroit.
Yeah, that goes both ways, Jim. Thanks for everything, and roll tide.
The Wolves, they're helping me there against the Suns and
Dude,
Bradley
Beal. Dude,
we
love the Wolves.
I can't say that word.
I love the Wolves, man.
The Wolves.
I enjoyed watching it.
What does war mean?
Paulo Banchero.
More
than five and a half.
War.
Rich Ackerman. Louder.
Let's get loud!
Every day.
Always good talking to you, Jim. Take
so
care.
Much love for you, Jim Rome. Let's go, Cat.
Dude, as much as I love Adunza, you'll always be my favorite Rome, brother.
I'm not going to give you the launch date just yet. We are close, and we are building this thing. It is happening.
It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
It is happening, you guys.
Good night now.
And that's why Alvy has had a bad attitude. It's justifiable. Look what he just did. Alvin, brilliant. Brilliant. O'Reilly Veriscan is a free... It was Ionic. And brilliant. O'Reilly Veriscan is a free check engine light testing program that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified techs to provide a simple report and possible fixes available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, Alvin's incredible. He deserves an incredible amount.
Listen, Alvin's just hyping himself. Alvin's incredible. Thing is, Alvin's not wrong.
Not everybody has your ability, Alvin.
Yeah, Alvy just firing drops, hyping himself. My thanks to the Alabama head football coach, Kalen DeBoer.
Alvin, sometimes he gets pissed. We enjoy that.
Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. The XR4 TI starting with Alvy. You're incredible, Alvin. Alvin's incredible. So is Tommy.